It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays.
And happy motivational Monday to you. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. I'll be here all week. And as we tell you every day, the show is brought to you by Mojave Shred for secure document protection, Mojave Electric Cooperative for that co-op connection card, Perkins Family Restaurant, where you'll find an awesome breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Barron's Pest Control, where if you've got bugs or spiders and you want them gone, you want to call Barron's, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where they sell brand new Hyundais customized just for you. So it is a Monday, and I'm still fighting this little cold, if you can tell, so I apologize for my raspy voice. Our first guest today is Grace Black, who is with We Care Cancer Support. And then at 12:30, we have Jackie Maseo from the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce coming in. If you have questions for these ladies, 702-298-1063. They'd love to hear from you. And how's Grace today?
Grace is good. Thank you.
Good.
How are you, Larry?
And now we've been interrupted by Kathleen Whitehead. And Kathleen, why are you here?
On behalf of the 2018 Tri-State Relay for Life, we are presenting to Larry an in-kind sponsor certificate.
I need a drum roll.
For being our announcer last year, all that other good stuff. So we're presenting the certificate of appreciation to you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for doing it for us.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. Because I've been doing it for a long time. This is the first certificate I've ever gotten.
Aww.
Yeah. I just can't say no to Debbie or Karen, whenever they call.
No. Well, it won't be the last.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know. I'm just glad that they finally got me out of having to read the luminaries, because that can go on and on and on. And when you're the only announcer there, you need a little break every once in a while, you know. But that luminary list is long.
And it'll be longer this year.
Yeah, because the room's going to be bigger. Uh-huh. So, all right. Well, thank you, Kathleen. I appreciate
that. Thank you, and we'll see you at the next one.
Yeah, and you're involved with this and everything else in Laughlin. You're too busy.
Yes, Kathleen's involved with sponsorship. So if you're looking to sponsor, please see
Kathleen. That's right. Yeah, she was on a week and a half ago.
No, I will be knocking. That's what I'm doing now. I'm going home, getting my sponsorship packages together, and I'll be knocking on a lot of doors in the next couple months.
Right. So. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Because you've moved it now, so you're going to need more sponsorships, because you got to pay for that building. And it's a lot of money, I happen to know, because I priced it. And so you're going to need a lot of sponsors for that Anderson Automotive Fieldhouse.
Group.
Anderson Automotive Group Fieldhouse. No?
Yeah, Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse.
Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse. Okay.
We call it the Fieldhouse.
That's what we call
it. I know,
it
I do too. But Anderson paid for it, so they get their name out there.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you, Kathleen. I appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
You can come by anytime you have a certificate or lunch.
No.
All right. So now, Grace, you are here because you're on the committee also with Kathleen and everybody else, and, and Karen and Debbie, who have been doing this forever. I think back to when it was like the first or second one. It was way back at Mojave High School.
Yes.
A long time ago.
All night long.
You can do it. It's a tricky door. I know. And so now you're part of the committee, and now for the first time they've moved it again.
Yes.
To the Anderson Auto Group Event Center.
Yes, it's going to be amazing because it's temperature controlled, first of all.
Yeah.
We don't have the sand running around. We will be going all night long as we've done in the past at the high school. I used to do the music in the through the night to keep them walking and walking. And I thought, ugh, you know, but it's for a good cause. And so we're really excited because we're going to have vendors in there that are professional vendors that are going to come and make sure the food is ready to go.
Good.
And we're going to have a kickoff party, our first kickoff party on Wednesday the 5th at JP Pubs and Grill here in Bullhead.
That's just a couple days away.
Yes, from 5 to 8 p.m.
So, and that's where all the teams come in and sign up, or?
They can sign up, yes. The teams are going to be there, but also the people who would like to sign up or join a team or become a team captain and start putting a team together.
Okay.
We want to ignite the excitement for Relay because it hasn't been as exciting in the past, and so we're hoping for greater attendance and sponsorships so that this can be an ongoing forward.
Yeah, well, and I'm thinking with using the new Anderson Auto Group Event Center, I need to put that up in here somewhere on a sign. As you're using that event center, then I think there's a lot of people that are just going to want to be a part of it because it's there.
Yes.
You know, and walk it all night long. You know, when you said you used to do the music all night, it reminded me of one time when they were at Firebird Field, and I was doing the music. Karen called me and said, can you do music? I go, I don't have any music. I got CDs. I can play CDs. And so they found a system from somebody at one of the casinos they borrowed it from, and it had CD players in it, a couple of them, so I could make a segue and everything, like a real DJ and everything. And I was going, wow, this is great. And then I was to leave at like 9 o'clock, and P.K. Griffin, David Griffin, was going to replace me. Well, David Griffin, did you know David Griffin?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, P.K. Griffin was a different cat, and he had a different taste of music. And the next day she called me, she said, you cannot bring P.K. back. Because he was a lot younger than me, and so he played a younger rap and just music that wasn't for walking to, but it did keep everybody up all night.
There you go. Served its purpose.
Yeah, that was, 10 or 12 years ago. I don't even know, but that was a long time ago. She wanted to use the fire department PA system, but our system didn't have a CD player in it. So I said, well, I can't use that one because it's not going to get us any music. So.
Right.
But and then PK was a mobile DJ, and he said, oh, I'll volunteer and do a couple hours after you leave.
There you go.
So, but now you've taken on all the entertainment.
Yes, yes. I am in charge of entertainment. And this year we're hoping that the bands out there in the area in Mojave County would like to just donate, you know, just 2 hours. Just 2 hours of their time. We're going to have the sound system set up, and we're going to use the sound system in the event center, in the field house, which is amazing.
I know.
Amazing. I was outside stuck, outside trying to get in, and they were giving a sample of what the system could do.
Yeah.
I could just stand in the parking lot.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
The one thing that the high school district did well with that building was it's first class. I mean,
absolutely.
From the kitchen to the seats to the PA system, everything is first class.
Yes.
And I mean, it's going to be awesome. And then the video system that's up there, and it's just going to be great.
We're so excited for the venue because now we can take all the people that are really interested in getting involved. Perhaps they wanted to donate time, but they didn't want to be out in the sun or in the dirt or in the dust and what have you. All of those things have been eliminated.
Yeah, because they got the floor that goes and splices all together, covers the whole building.
Right, absolutely. And so
what's the exact date of the walk itself?
The actual walk itself is March 20th.
Okay, so we got 6 months to 7 months here to go.
Yes, and we're going to have our first launch party is on Wednesday night, and we're inviting everyone to come on out. Even if you think you want to get involved and you're not sure, you can find out details. We're having actually drawings for a kayak for those who let me give you the exact here. That You be the first to sign up your team this evening, this on Wednesday,
right,
for a chance to win a kayak trip for two and start fundraising now. So it's a kayak trip for two.
Okay.
And you get your name put in the drawing. And if you want to be a team captain, or if you don't want to be a team captain, you've got a group of people, people that want to get together from your work, from your church, from your school. And come down. It's going to be a wonderful party. We're going to have live music. And we're also going to be inviting the bands to come out and see who wants to donate their time.
Yeah. Because
we're going to need it throughout the night.
Right.
And I think live music, we've always had DJ music,
yeah,
and that worked great. But how exciting to have live people there,
oh, yeah,
interacting and going throughout the night.
Well, and especially if you find somebody that maybe they're playing at a place and they finish at 1 a.m., they don't mind coming down and playing for a couple hours.
Exactly.
1 to 3 or
exactly,
something like
especially
that.
Exactly. Especially when they don't have to set up the sound. All they have to do is plug in.
Yeah, that's great.
So
that's great.
Perfect. So we're hoping, and they can contact me, but I will be contacting you folks.
Good.
Bands, I will be letting you all know that you have an opportunity to help a wonderful cause.
Yeah, because you know all the bands, right?
Yeah, I
mean,
sure do.
Yeah, because you've been playing around this area for how long?
It's going on 14 years now.
14 years.
Yeah, 14
wow.
Years, so, and DJs and KJs, I'm looking for you too, because that's how I started out. I'd get done with a gig at the Hideout, and then I'd come over and do relay.
Yeah, so we need DJs, we need bands. And anybody, really, you know.
Yes, they'll come out and be, you know, to donate their time, because this is such a great cause.
Are you looking for that karaoke singer that can do an hour?
Well, you know, if they're confident enough to do that, sure. You know,
okay,
a group of them, we're not looking for drunk karaoke.
That's true, that's
true. Those will come out there and would love to.
This is a sober event.
Yes, absolutely.
This is a sober event.
Definitely would have love to have that, because we have a lot of talent in the area that,
yeah,
people are not, they don't even realize. We're just a huge pot of entertainment.
Yeah. Well, and they got plenty of months to practice if they want to do.
Right.
If somebody does karaoke and they think, well, I can do an hour, and I'm an early riser, so I'll do from 4 to 5 or
exactly.
6, 5 to 6. And what time does it shut down the next morning?
Well, it'll be, I think we're going to come together by 8 o'clock the next morning.
Oh, okay.
We'll
right.
go through the night, and then we'll have now the awards. Rumor has it that we have Eliza impersonator going to be there as well. So
oh,
it's
yeah?
exciting. So those of you impersonators, we'd love that too, because
oh, wow.
we don't want to just limit it to just live music, but we'd like to have live entertainment. So that
yeah.
encompasses all the entertainment that's
wow.
live.
Wow. So are you looking at the dance studios coming maybe and doing something?
Possibly, too? Yes. To see, you know, probably earlier in the day. Because,
right.
you know, in the nighttime, you know,
Friday,
the little,
yeah.
the wee ones don't want to
be in the, yeah,
the night. But,
they don't last
yeah.
that long.
We're looking for a plethora of entertainment.
Okay.
We want to have a variety. We want to give everybody an opportunity. We want to talk about it. This is their chance to shine for a good cause.
So you're going to reach out to the schools and reach out to the...
Yes.
You know, you might be able to get a dance band from the high school coming
yes,
up for an hour.
Yes, exactly.
So. Yeah.
So we're just looking. We're not closing. It's not just for certain bands or certain type of music. We're looking for all genres across the board, because all genres will be walking.
Yeah, no kidding. They walk from 3 years old till...
Right.
I mean, last year I was watching some of the young kids out there. They just keep trucking
yes,
right along.
Yes, they do. They're so faithful. And the thing is cancer has no respect to any age or gender. And until we find a cure, that's what we're walking for. That's
yeah.
what we're doing this for. So Wednesday is our first one, and we wanted to come out to JP Pub and Grill up there off of Marina up there in the Riverview Plaza.
Mall,
up there,
yeah,
right
Riverview
there.
Mall, yeah.
Come on up. We're going to have live music, food. JP's been so wonderful to sponsor. They're going
oh,
to
yeah.
have, we're having hors d'oeuvres and
yep.
all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's right next to Firehouse Coffee. You haven't been there yet, JP's. And right up there by CVS
yes.
and where we used to have a JCPenney's.
Right.
So... But, yeah, so come out and sign up, and like you said, you're going to have some raffle prizes?
Yes, we have raffle prizes that are going to be there. Lots of wonderful things available and information. Even if you just want to come and get information, it's not a commitment to come.
Right.
It's a chance to find out what's going on, and
okay.
maybe you want to be part of it. So
yeah.
that's what we're hoping
and
for.
And if you're a band, you want to sign up, come that night and talk to you. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You'd like to start booking them soon, huh?
Yes, because I need commitments. I need
yeah,
commitments.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, let us take a break, and we'll be back in a moment. We'll talk a little bit more. Thank you.
Thank you. Give me a ticket for an
aeroplane.
as our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside. Inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter. A flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh, sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad. Smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese. Served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrette. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loans. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see MartinSwanteeHyundai.com.
The stores and outlets inside the Laughlin Outlet Center offer savings of up to 70% off every day. Up to 70% off the brand name things you really want. Take in a new release at the Stadium 9 Cinema. There's something for everyone at the Laughlin Outlet Center. I'll see you there on Casino Drive, Laughlin.
We are the Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
And we're back with Speak Out 2.0. Larry Toothforce live from the Laughlin Mall, where the show is brought to you every day by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. We're visiting again with Grace Black from We Care Cancer Support, and Grace is in charge of all the entertainment. And like I said, there's three women in this town you don't say no to. One's Karen, one's Debbie, and the other is Carol Finkenstein.
You're right.
Because I like having a pulse, whenever those three call, you just say, okay, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah. And so I'll be back there, and I'll be an announcer, but if you're going to have entertainment, that allows me to have a break. That's perfect. So, and last year, you guys were on stage, and they ended up using your equipment for the whole night.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but now this year you'll have the equipment that's in the room and right. The microphones and everything. It's fantastic.
We're so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And it's a great opportunity for any band that's out there to get noticed because,
you
know, there are going to be people there that are going to hear you and they're going to say, wow, I never heard that band before. Maybe they won't go to a club or maybe they won't go to a venue, you know.
Yeah, well, and they need to know that, you know, the casinos often have a booth there.
Yes.
And so you may see Sean Hammond walking through there.
That's right.
And there's an opportunity for him to hear a band and go, oh, maybe they would play good in my, one of my casinos. Now he's got three casinos.
Yes,
one of my casinos,
yeah.
You know. And the same, like, with Walmart and the city of Bullhead City and so many of these groups have their tent there and their walkers that when a band plays, they have no idea who they're playing for.
That's right.
And
that's right.
It might be real easy for them to be discovered.
Yes. Introduce themselves. Bring your information so people ask questions.
Yeah.
And give your cards or your flyers or whatever that you have because it's a wonderful opportunity.
It is. It is. So then Wednesday night, the big thing is everyone needs to sign up for teams, too.
Yes, they want them to come in and sign up or find out. Doesn't have to be committed. You're not being committed coming. We want people to be excited. We want them to have a good time because it's a wonderful community event for a very good cause.
It is. And then do they need volunteers to help that night?
Absolutely. This type of an event doesn't happen without lots and lots of help.
Okay. So if you want to volunteer and maybe just help out at the event, maybe you can't walk that far, that
right.
long, you know, then just help out.
Yes, absolutely. Cindy Clott is our volunteer coordinator.
She'll be there Wednesday night?
And she'll be there Wednesday night.
Okay.
And you can come and you can say, hey, what can I, oh, this is what I can do, what can I do?
Yeah.
We need your help. We as a community have to come together to make this happen, or it won't happen.
Perfect. So anybody that wants to volunteer, it's this Wednesday night. You want to participate. You want to volunteer. You want to cook hot dogs or whatever. This Wednesday night at JP's Pub and Grill, right next to Firehouse Coffee, right up in the Riverview Mall. And go up there, and let's see, what's the time on
Wednesday? 5 to 8.
5 to 8, yeah. I've got it right here. 5 to 8, and just show up, and your questions will be answered. You don't have to make a firm commitment, and you might be interested and might be able to help out with this event.
Absolutely, and it'll be a fun time because there will be live music, and they can dance if they want to, whatever they want to. Just come and have a good time.
All right.
To meet the people and participate because we need you.
Yep. Okay. Very good. Well, Grace, thank you so much. Give your phone number in case there's a band that can't make it Wednesday night, but they want to call you and volunteer.
Absolutely. My number is 928-542-0525. The name's Grace Black. If you don't remember that, it's Class Act Entertainment. So get a hold of me and let me know. We'd love to have you.
And where are you playing this week?
We're going to be playing for JP's
that night. Oh, okay. You're going to be playing that night.
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll be at the Abbey this weekend
on
Friday and Saturday, and we'll be playing at Sylvia's Lindo Sinaloa on Thursday. So, 6
Wow.
Yeah.
You got 4 nights in a row?
Busy, busy week.
That's good.
Yes,
that's good.
We're blessed.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Okay. Thank you, Grace. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry. Have a good day.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loans. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stocktonville Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com. Many of us have visited the doctor for an ongoing health concern to which the doctor will recommend a prescription. Tony Liska of the Apothecary Shop understands some people may need a dosage not available from the manufacturer. Tony at the Apothecary Shop in Lake Havasu can compound the perfect dose for your height, weight, and condition, treating your condition more effectively. Also, they are now featuring a full line of CBD products, including tinctures, capsules, gummies, and creams. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done.
Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Every day is a beautiful day on the patio at Mackay Cafe. Hi there, it's Laura with Mackay Cafe. This is our season. Beautiful weather in Lake Havasu. What better way to enjoy than a Mackay Cafe Bloody Mary? Just enough spice and plenty of flavor. Some say they're the best in town. Add a savory breakfast to complement it. Our world-famous Benedicts are just the treat. Try the Salmon Benedict with fresh spinach topped with our amazing hollandaise sauce. Just one choice off our plentiful menu, Mackay Cafe, next to the London Bridge.
Imagine a place that brings you pleasure. Imagine your bedroom, Tempur-Pedic. Welcome to bed. Imagine the rest of your life with Mills Brothers Sleep Center Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Mills Brothers Sleep Center, Mesquite Avenue, Lake Havasu City. Sleep well every night with the help of Mills Brothers Sleep Center.
Mills Brothers Sleep Center for the rest of your life.
Imagine me and you, I do, I think think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me.
Okay, well, here's what we have. Jackie Maceo is either on her way or she'll be walking in the door any second here, because I just called the chamber and she's not there. So that's a good thing. Hopefully she's going to be here any second. So we'll go ahead and do a little community calendar here now with my nice raspy voice. As we mentioned, Wednesday night is the hello. We'll do that. Okay. Wednesday night is the kickoff at JP's Grill for the Relay for Life, and that's 5 to 8. Thursday night, and Jackie's going to be here momentarily, and we'll talk a lot about that, and that is the River Fund's 32nd Annual Chef's Food Fest, and I'm going to be there. Hope I'm healthy by then, but that's going on, and so believe it or not, though, it's sold out. So if you don't have tickets, sorry, Charlie. Friday night is the Kingman Downtown First Friday. They do this every Friday, the first of the month. It starts at 6 o'clock downtown. Also Friday is a MEC annual meeting. This is Mojave Electric Cooperative, their annual meeting down at River Valley High School. And it'll be right around 5:30, about 45 minutes. It's not a real long event. Of course, MEC is putting it on. They have refreshments, and they have prizes. You can win, like, discounts on your power, you know, or certificate for your power. And any questions, call 758-0579. And then Saturday in Kingman, they have the Farmer's Market, and that is at Thunder Events Center from 8 o'clock until noon. And you have questions, call Tom at 928-542-6059. Also, Saturday is the Mojave Pride coming up at Metcalf Park from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. And we're going to have a guest on Friday. We're going to talk about that. Thursday, we're going to talk about that. And then we got a blood drive on Sunday at the Knights of Columbus Council, 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock. And that, of course, is, you know, if you donate a pint of blood, you get a pint of Culver's custard. And that's really worth it. Trust me, I know the custard well. And Valent is the company that puts that on. 877-258-4825. If you have questions for them, give them a call. They also have a blood drive next Monday, a week from today, at the Riverside Resort Casino. And that's from 10 a.m. until 3. I don't know what room it's going to be in, but I'm sure the people in valet or front desk, if you walk in there, they'll be able to tell you where the blood drive is. And then they have one on Tuesday, next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, at the Golden Nugget. So how cool is that? And if you have any questions, again, you can call Valent at 877-258-4525. And we have somebody calling in here, so we'll see what this is.
Calling in.
Speak Out 2.0, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got two questions. Whatever happened, used to have a guy called in named Kenny. Haven't heard from him. Are you okay?
Whatever happened to who?
Kenny.
Kenny?
He used to always call in.
Oh, I couldn't tell you what happened if he doesn't call in lately. We don't keep track of our callers, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, nobody's been calling in.
Yeah. But the phone line's always open. You can call anytime you want. You got a question?
Okay. Do you have any knowledge of why the previous program, you know, the one that comes out of Havasu, wasn't on again today?
Yeah, it wasn't on today because they had a guest cancel at the last minute. You know, every once in a while that happens. A guest has an emergency or something pop up, you know, and unfortunately they can't make it every time. I've had that happen more than once, so... That does happen, and so in today's case, that guest in Havasu had the whole hour, so they just canceled the whole show and went with network programming. So
they do too many times down here. I'm getting ready to just pull the plug on this.
But thank you for the call. I appreciate it. You have a super day.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. And now Jackie has appeared in the studio, and we're here to talk all about the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce. How are you?
Are we?
Yeah, well, I hope we are. So slide down a little bit so you don't catch my cold.
Okay.
And
yeah, I don't need to be coughing much right now.
Well, you're wearing a back brace.
I just had spine surgery.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, on the 10th of May.
Wow, how's it working for you?
I am in no pain.
Yay! That's the best part, huh?
I'm driving legally now with my right foot instead of my left foot.
Ah, and so you're not riding your bike for a while?
No, probably not till October, November.
Okay. My wife had back surgery, just a little scar about 3 inches long, and they did it in Lake Havasu City at the spine doctor down there. Did a great job. Now she's going to physical therapy, and then she goes back on the 11th and hopefully goes to work on the 12th. But it's been a long process, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah, because you have to go through all the testing first to make sure that they can't do it out of a surgical realm. Although mine was too far gone, and no matter what we did, it just made it worse.
Right.
So they caged the 4-5 and S1 in titanium and saved the nerve that it was destroying in my right leg. And I have not had any pain pills for over a week now.
Oh, good.
There's no pain associated in the nerve or the back right now at all.
Fantastic.
It's all just discomfort from the big scar
from
in
the
back.
Surgery, yeah.
I'm trying to stay no twisting, no bending, no lifting, because you don't want to break that seal that that your bone marrow is making with the titanium right now.
And that includes even like reaching for a plate in your house. I mean, you don't realize until they tell you no reach, no bend, you know, and nothing wrong. Like, I think my wife was told like 4 pounds, you know.
Yeah, good thing my dog is only 4.2 pounds.
Because your dog goes everywhere. Is your dog here today?
No, I didn't bring her.
Oh, she's at the office?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She was sleeping.
Oh, gosh. That's where I need to be. Yeah, you don't realize how limited you are once a doctor tells you you can't reach or bend.
Correct.
You're like, really? At first you say, oh, no problem. And then all of a sudden you find yourself reaching for a glass, reaching, you know.
So when you reach on a toilet, you have to twist unless you have Go-Go Gadget arms.
Go-Go Gadget?
Remember the Go-Go Gadget cartoon when he could extend his
arm? Oh, yeah.
So it takes a little bit of twisting to reach
And take care of business.
And get your Charmin going, right?
Yeah.
Well, these are the things we talk about, right? It's okay to talk about it.
Yeah, it is.
But
because
I didn't realize how much twisting that really took.
And I guarantee you there's 10 listeners out there going, oh, yeah, I remember that, you know.
Or vacuuming or opening a door that's heavy or getting in and out of the car.
How do you put your shoes on when you can't bend?
Right.
Yeah.
They give you the tools for the first couple of weeks, but I have to tell you that when I sent out a text message to people and said, for the first couple of weeks, I need some help around the house.
You do. There's no doubt.
Because I live alone.
Yeah.
And everybody in this community called and signed up a piece of the calendar, even people who came and spent the night with me.
Aww.
To help me do the log rolls in the bed, help me get it on and off the toilet, go for little walks around the house, cook food for me, make sure I got my lateral time and my horizontal time.
Yeah.
Vertical and horizontal time.
Isn't it amazing how people step up when they hear that somebody needs a little assistance, you know? There was an article not too long ago, maybe it was someone speaking, I don't recall, but they talked about how everyone says, well, if you need something, call me, you know. And they probably truly mean that, but you don't want to be that person calling going, hey, can you come make me dinner tonight? You've got to step up. Don't say, if you need something, call me. Just step up. Just do something.
Remember, that's what the whole vision of Pay It Forward is. It
doesn't
have to be that person.
Right.
Like, I know that there are people in my lives that run really big businesses and have a really tight schedule with small children.
Yep.
And I would never expect those people to stop unless they were going to just drop by some food or whatever. But the food, thank you, everyone. The babysitting, thank you, everyone. The everyone was just amazing. I got through the first 2 weeks with ease. I didn't get in any trouble. I didn't do anything I wasn't supposed to do. I got plenty of rest, and now I'm back to work this week about 4 to 5 hours a day.
Okay.
I still get physical therapy at home and still get nurses come to see me until the 17th. But It's been amazing, and the surgeon and his team were crazy. And this surgeon actually visits Bullhead City from the Las Vegas area, the Katkin Spine Surgery Clinic.
Great.
So you don't even have to travel, except till you get surgery.
Well, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You have to go to Vegas for your surgery, but it was worth it, yeah.
Okay, but that's because that's his hospital. That's where he's got everything set up and ready to rock and roll.
He has his own surgical wards right there in two hospitals,
yeah.
And it was an amazing experience.
Wow.
I am so blessed.
Oh, and you're healthy so now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're ready for Thursday night.
Schestrumfest.
Yeah.
It's been sold out early this year.
I know. I saw that on Facebook like a week ago, and I went, oh, my
Almost
gosh.
2 weeks ago. And the list of waiting, the waiting list for people who want tickets, if anybody has to back out or cancel, is just amazing.
Oh, yeah?
And they call every day. Did anybody turn their tickets in? And it's going to be an amazing show. I will not be emceeing the majority of the night. Steve Willett will be, and he's got a great voice, and his voice carries much better than I.
Yeah.
I can talk loud, but his voice really...
He's a busy guy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to do a really good job for me so I can continue to rest.
Good, good.
But what you also need to know is Laughlin Tourism. You know, we're still on the map. We are contracted now through the Laughlin... The Laughlin Tourism has contracted the Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
To...
That's because MJ, who's been doing Laughlin Tourism forever...
Mm-hmm. She moved.
They moved. They left the area. And so...
So we are just operations managers for their events.
Okay.
We have no authority over what events, how the events are...
They actually contract with a company to bring in all these acts, right?
Well, they work with LVCVA and Las Vegas Events for grants and special things that create tourism.
Right.
That's what LTC is all about, creating tourism.
But the big bands that come up here at the outdoor arena.
Those are all Golden Entertainment.
Oh, okay. All right.
LTC does not get involved in those concerts anymore. Golden Entertainment has full control of those concerts.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Okay. Because for a long time, LTC did, right?
Well, they had partnerships, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, exactly,
yeah.
Just the way you said it. But this year, this is our first event coming up, is Rockets Over the River. It's my pride and joy to be able to give that. It's something that I enjoy myself every year. My family's enjoyed for many, many years.
Yeah.
And so...
And you know what? I go back here 39 years.
Because you were with the fire department.
Yeah, but there was a time when the fire department used to put them on.
Mm-hmm.
And they put them on the Nevada side for everybody to see at Community Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to John Fulton, who was the general manager of the old Colorado Bell, not the one that we all know as the big ship.
Mm-hmm.
The old Colorado Bell and the first Colorado Bell was just a little bit larger than the Regency, maybe 6 inches bigger. I mean, they were about the twin buildings. And I went to John Fulton, and I said, John, why don't the casinos pay for the fireworks? And he sat me down, and he said, Larry, you want the casinos to pay for something that takes people out of their buildings. And I said, well, yeah, you know. And he looked at me like I was insane. Of course, this was like 81 or 82. But now, fast forward to now, and all the casinos do pay for it through the LTC.
Through LTC, LVCVA, and Las Vegas Events.
Okay.
We apply for grants that create tourism.
Right.
This is one of those events that creates tourism.
Because fireworks are not cheap.
No, they are not.
I know.
And when you put the permits and the labor and all of the agencies that have to protect all the people and the waterways.
Right.
And the roads and the traffic control and the fencing. I'm learning so much. This is my first event for LTC, and the education has been a big, huge curve.
I'll bet.
And, I think Val and I are pretty confident in where we've gotten. We've just had a meeting last week with all of the agencies of the tri-state area.
Oh, good.
They all came over to the chamber, and they're teaching us.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
And
right.
It's very nice to have people like John Jones, who have been in the fire department and done fireworks.
Years.
Right.
Yeah.
And Quail Construction. They've always done the traffic stuff for us so we can work along the side of the roads and put up the fencing.
Right.
Simple things that people don't worry.
And
cleaning up that parking lot so that
afterwards.
It doesn't catch fire. No, before.
Yeah, well,
have you seen those weeds from all the rain?
Yes, I have.
So we have to clean it up before to make it ready for Zambelli to bring in their fireworks.
Right.
Zambelli is the team this year, and we're doing it on June 29th, which is a Saturday.
Right.
At 9:30. And that is, that's the weekend before. We're trying to give families two options to come the weekend before 4th of July and celebrate Independence Day and then be home for 4th of July if they want to.
Right.
Or come 4th of July weekend, and we're going to do them on 4th of July on Thursday, July 4th.
At 9:30 again.
Correct.
So the same two show, the same show two nights in a row.
A little bit different.
Or two nights, three or four nights.
Yeah, they're a little bit different.
Okay.
One's a little bit longer than the other, I'm sure. The July 4th is the longest one.
I'm sure, yeah.
But this gives families an option to come out either weekend. They don't have to say, well, if I'm not going that weekend, I'm going to miss it. They can make one weekend or the other.
And then the AV also has fireworks on the 4th.
Correct, they do.
So you almost can't live in the tri-state area here and miss fireworks.
Right, I think they are having theirs a little bit right before it turns dark. I think they're starting at 9.
Okay.
We looked up the big old, you know, solar moon thing, and we decided it was best for 9:30. Plus, if anybody was traveling, they could see fireworks all the way down the river from the AV to here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All the people that live up in Arroyo Vista are going to all pick their little hill to sit on, and they can watch them from the right, from the left, you know.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, so we're excited to present the first event as the contracted managers for LTC.
Great.
And we're so proud of it anyways. LTC has always done a really good job, and to take some direction from them and then hopefully be able to fulfill their desires for tourism.
Well, and it's the one event that everybody loves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anybody out there that doesn't like a firework display.
I know.
You know, everybody in the whole tri-state area loves fireworks. So mm-hmm. it's an event that everybody gets behind. You have no clue how many people are watching.
Mm-hmm.
You have no clue. And it's going to be on the radio, too?
Yes.
Which radio station?
Murphy Broadcasting.
Okay. So that's probably their 104.9.
It's going to be on all stations.
Oh, on all their stations.
All simulcast.
Okay. All right, all their stations.
Their management has gone to each one of the properties, and they're making sure that it's also going to be streamed.
Oh, good. Into the casinos? Okay.
Yes, and on the internet.
All right.
So they're making sure everything happens, which they've been testing it to make sure that it works,
good.
So that there's not going to be any hiccups. And,
good.
You know, I have full confidence in any of our radio stations, and Murphy stepped up this year and gave us a really good deal and promised that they would make sure that all the properties and external, internal, everything is going to be set up correctly.
Well, and that's fantastic because it's one thing, you know, we've all been to Disneyland and seen the music and the fireworks.
Choreographed.
And now we have that same thing here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all going to be choreographed at 9:30 on Wednesday, the 30th.
No.
It's
going to be the 29th, which is Saturday.
29th. Okay, 29th on Saturday, and then on Thursday, the 4th.
4th of July, correct, because that's
July.
A four-day weekend for
right.
most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully.
And yeah.
Mine starts on the 3rd. I know, I got an email, and I went, okay, well.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a really busy time for us right now, and then, of course, right after 4th of July comes Freedom of Expression, where adults have art time. Hors d'oeuvres and a little bit of spirits.
And where's that at?
And then we raise money to, and all the money we raise that night goes right back into the schools.
Okay.
This is our third year.
Oh, good. Okay. And where's that at?
It's always at the Golden Nugget.
Okay.
This year is whiskey and wood.
Whiskey and wood?
We're drinking whiskey and painting on wood.
Oh,
last year it was rocks. The year before that was actual canvases.
Okay.
And next year I think it's going to be ceramic plates.
Oh, so this year it's whiskey and wood.
Whiskey and wood.
Whoa.
So you'll be able to try all flavored whiskeys with paired items, of course.
Right.
Golden Nugget provides the food.
Water, hopefully.
And we provide all of the art products, and you pay $40 to come and enjoy the evening with us, and 100% of your $40 goes to a local school for art.
And so what night is that?
It's always on a Thursday.
Of course.
Because nobody wants to come out on the weekends.
I know.
And it's best to get those because we have celebrity painters.
Oh, we do?
Yes, all the GMs, all local celebrities like yourself have to come there and paint something and then you auction it off.
Oh.
All of them are really, really good.
Sure they are. No one's contacted me, so I'm glad because you've never seen me doing art.
Have you ever seen Bruce Clark do art?
No. Well, but I'm sure he'd be better than me. I don't know why.
I know. You have to question that one. He tries every year. That's the point.
So what is this night?
It's called Freedom of Expression.
Right.
It's Thursday the... July... Oh, hold on. I have my phone here. But anyways, it's normally at 5:30.
Okay.
And we go until we finish whatever we're painting. And we... get to eat and drink whatever is sponsored by the provider, which is normally Breakthrough Beverage. And we just have a really good time.
So I'm told it's the 11th, maybe?
It's Thursday the 25th.
Thursday the 25th.
Uh-huh,
okay.
From 5:30 to 9.
5:30 to 9.
At the Golden Nugget. Proceeds go to all the Colorado River Region schools, not just Laughlin schools.
Right.
Because we support all of the children. And this was created 3 years ago because of the increase in statistics on adolescent suicide. And statistics would say when I did the research that it directly related to not having a outlet.
Okay.
For emotion and creative expression.
Okay. So how many people can fit in there?
It's about 125.
That's not very many.
No. Hopefully it'll get so big we have to move it to a different place.
Wow.
Hopefully they'll have to build a whole new auditorium at the Golden Nugget for us.
Yeah, they'll get right on that, huh?
But when you think about the fact that it's...
That's fantastic.
We keep them in that room, and they don't make a whole lot of money, but they know where the money's going, and that's the important part.
Yeah, it is. So it goes to all the schools in the tri-state area.
For art only.
Okay, for their art projects or their art
creative
classes.
Expressions,
yes.
Yeah. So it could be musical instruments, it could be paintbrushes, okay. It could be music.
I'm going to have to team you up with a lady named Camille who does art expressions, and she does this with the handicapped people.
Oh, that would be fun.
Their company, Art Awakenings, basically. I had her on my show a few weeks ago, and she's coming to my Kiwanis Club to speak here soon. They work with special needs, and they work with everything from teens to adults. And they'll have 40 people in a room, but all 40 are working on their own art project. And some could be doing clay, some could be doing something with wood, some could be doing something with pencils, some could be painting. It's all different, and it's all about expression. And between Kingman and Bullhead, they have two locations, 85 participants right now, that are special needs adults and teens that go to their center. And
that's amazing. Yeah. And that's why we pick a different product canvas each year.
Yeah.
And we don't tell anybody what to paint.
Oh, so
we give them lots of examples. We lay examples all over the floor and all over the walls, and we just make sure every color is there. If they want a few stencils, they can have them.
So do you have one of those that you paint my numbers?
Yeah, we can
get
you one of those.
Right, okay, I might need one of those.
Does that mean you're volunteering for the celebrity painting?
Well, if you have plenty of celebrities. Jackie, we're out of time already.
Oh, I take that as a yes.
All right. I'll see you Thursday night.
Yeah, have fun at Chef's Food Fest.
I will.
And enjoy the fireworks.
You're going to be there, right?
Of course I will.
Okay, all right. Thanks.
Take care.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter, a flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh, sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad, smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese, served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrette. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Summer is almost here. Hydration is important for every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses during warmer months. You can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
Banking has never been easier for Horizon Community Bank customers. It's the Horizon Community Bank mobile app, free of charge in the App Store on your mobile device. So easy to use. Check your balances, view transactions, deposit a check, pay bills, transfer funds, or locate an ATM no matter where you are. Fast, secure, and convenient. The Horizon Community Bank app. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank for more information about mobile banking in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Parker, and Portside. Member FDIC, Horizon Community Bank.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside. Inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0. Larry Tuneforce live from the Laughlin Mall for a couple minutes here before the top of the hour. Again, the show is brought to you each weekday by Mojave Shred. Those are the guys that if you've got documents that you need destroyed or you don't understand security of like employee records and stuff like that or customer records, call them. Mojave Shred. Perkins Family Restaurant, which is right there in the city square on 95, where they have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they got pies and muffins and cookies and, oh, great, 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 great food. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where if you like saving money, you want a co-op connection card, just stop by their office on Hancock Road and pick up a co-op connection card, and it can save you money all over town. Prescription drugs and doctor visits, all kinds of good stuff. Barron's Pest Control, if you've got bugs or spiders or scorpions or termites and you don't want them around your house or your business, then you call them up and they'll take care of them for you. They even do bee removal. All those items are no problem for Barron's Pest Solutions. Then we have Martin 20 Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive a brand new Hyundai on the lot right now. Then I was up there a week or so ago, they had a whole bunch of them, all different colors out there. You need to check them out. Okay, a couple more things coming up here in our communities. We have Coffee with Cops in Kingman at the Walmart, and that's from 11 to 2 on the 12th. Also coming up on the 12th, don't forget there's the Margarita Festival at the Aquarius Casino put on by the Boys and Girls Club, and that's from 6 until 9, a big fundraiser for that group. If you have any questions, call the club, 763-1411. And then Harris is doing something unique from the 13th to the 27th. It's called HR Happy Hour at Harris and Laughlin from 4 to 6 every single weekday. And they're doing it out by the patio, out by Valet, right outside of the Hispanic restaurant there, Guy Fieri's restaurant. And so check that out. If you're looking for a job, from 4 to 6 every day, they got the right people out there interviewing you. So check it out. That's going to wrap it for today. Can it for the tuna. Sean Hay.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3.